Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:42 p.m. Eastern Time. It's April 1st, 2021. My name is Alex Lang, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. And I'd like to ask our Secretary, Polina Vasilyev, to please call the roll.
Sure. One second. Here we go. Okay. And I apologize, this is not going to be in the usual order. It'll be in the order that I have it on the agenda. Thomas O'Rourke, WPFW listener. I don't hear Thomas. Chris Corey, KPFA listener.
Here.
Chris Corey present. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener.
Present.
Great. One second.
Alina O'Rourke is here.
O'Rourke is here. Wonderful. Present. Present. Vanessa present. Okay. My apologies. I wasn't ready. Okay. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Jose Gutierrez, KAOS affiliate. I don't hear Jose. We haven't had him for a while. I haven't heard from him, by the way. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate.
Here.
Hey. Great. Yeah. Heather Gray here. Julie Hewitt, WPFW listener.
Here.
Great. Present. Julie Hewitt present. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff.
Here.
Sabrina Jacobs present. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Wally James here. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener.
Present.
Present. Dwayne Lark present. Ali Lexa, KPFK staff.
Here.
Ali Lexa here. Jim Osborne, KPFK listener.
Present. Present.
Jim Osborne present. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff. Ron Pinchback. I don't hear Ron. Let's see, Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. Ralph Pointer.
Ralph here.
Ralph is here. Ralph Pointer's here. Sandra Rollin, KPFT listener, vice chair.
I'm here.
Great. Sandra Rollin present. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Presente.
Presente Lawrence Reyes. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
Here.
Present. Sean Rhodes here. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
James Sagerton here. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
I'm here.
Alex Steinberg here. Andrea Turner, KPFA listener.
Andrea Turner present.
Andrea Turner present. Elizabeth von Gunten, KPFK listener.
Here.
Elizabeth von Gunten here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Tom is here.
Tom is present. Mr. Chair, we have 20. Wait, no, that's not true. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 members present. That constitutes quorum.
Okay.
Pardon my interruption.
Oh, my bad. Party. I was going to call the other people, right? So Lydia Brazon, Interim Executive Director.
Here.
Lydia is here. Anita Sims, Interim Chief Financial Officer.
I'm here.
Hi, Anita's here. Polina Vasilyev, PNB Secretary, I'm here. Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council.
He'll be joining us in the closed session.
Okay. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
I'm here.
Great. And Marion Nadine, recording secretary, I believe.
I am here.
Oh, wonderful. Please take over. I'll send you what I have. Okay.
My apologies. I had it on my calendar as 6:30.
From last week. Sure. Okay.
Okay, moving right along, do we have any excused absences?
Yeah, may I be recognized?
Yes, Lawrence.
I talked to Jose on Tuesday. He's still addressing his medical concerns.
Okay, so anybody else requesting an excused absence?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Perhaps it might be appropriate to just go ahead and give Mr. The delegate an extended leave of absence until, you know, he is ready to come back. This is Ron, by the way. I'm sorry for being late.
Yeah, no, there's no such thing. we can only do either excused absence or
can we do excused absence until further notice, or it has to be each meeting?
I think it's fine just doing it like this. It doesn't take up much time. Besides, there's always some, I mean, he's not the only one who sometimes needs an excused absence. Okay. Do we have a motion to excuse Jose Gutierrez?
So moved, Chad Lawrence.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Tom seconds.
Okay. Any objection? Okay. So, I need volunteers for timekeepers. Who would like to be the timekeeper for topics?
Julie, I can be the topics timekeeper.
Okay, terrific. Thank you. And who would like to be the timekeeper for people?
James, I can do people.
Okay, thank you, both of you. Okay, the next item is announcements. I do have an announcement. This is a report out from the closed session of March 31st, 2021.
You know if we're streaming okay? I'm streaming from a computer that's giving me a bit of trouble. You're not. We have a regular meeting right now.
We can hear you, Paulina.
Well, sorry about that. Sorry about that. My bad.
Okay. This is the report out from the meeting of March 31st, 2021. The Pacifica National Board met in closed session to approve the extension of the FJC loan for 18 months on the positive recommendation of the auditor. That's the report out. And next item is agenda approval, and let me read the highlights of the agenda. Agenda approval, that item is 5 minutes. Approval of minutes for the open session. I think we have several groups of minutes to approve. That's a 3-minute item. Then there's a motion on a special rule for submitting motions to PNB meetings. That's a 10-minute item, followed by a motion in defense of Asian and Asian American communities against racism and xenophobia. That's a 5-minute item. That's followed by a report from our IED, 10-minute item, and followed by a report from our ICFO, another 10-minute item. Then that is followed by committee reports. That's a total of 45 minutes. Followed by unfinished business. There is none at this point. And new business. And we adjourn. We should be adjourning by 10 o'clock for the open session. And we do have a closed session scheduled for tonight as well. Can I get a motion to approve the draft agenda?
Chair, I have a request for information, Lawrence.
And what is your request for information?
The question I have, Chair, is when would I be able to announce that I have submitted a bylaws amendment on the articles of incorporation to the secretary?
you should make, well, that should be a point you want to add to the agenda, but we need to have a motion to approve the draft agenda first. Hold on a minute.
So moved, Chair? No. I think he went to go fetch his cat.
Okay, did we have a motion to approve the draft agenda?
Yeah, I said so moved, Chair.
And we have a second.
Beth.
Okay.
Lyndon for the staff.
Okay, so this is the time for amendments and whatever.
Lawrence to the stack, Chair.
Okay, so Lyndon, Lawrence, anybody else?
Him to the stack.
Okay, Lyndon, Lawrence. Hey, James? Is that James Sagerton or Jim Osborne?
Jim Osborne.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, Lyndon, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I sent out a motion yesterday, and then I just sent it out again about 10 or 20 minutes ago, and I would like this motion to be put on the agenda, and it has to do with how we treat the PPP funds that were not used for salary and benefits.
Okay. I don't recall seeing that motion. Kalina, do you have that motion?
Chair, yes, in fact, I do. My apologies. There was no word motion in the subject line of the email, so it slipped my attention. So I'm going to put it on the agenda right now. Where would you like it placed? And I'll send out an update to everybody.
A new business would be fine.
Okay.
You want to put it on to new business? Okay. Are there any objections? Well, we need a second, first of all. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I second.
Okay. Are there any objections to adding that item under new business? Okay. Then that's done. So,
I'm next, Chair.
Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you. So according to the bylaws, I sent an article of incorporation amendment to the secretary to notice it for 30 days. So I just want to inform the PNB of that, and the secretary will be distributing that amendment to the board members.
You have to add that agenda.
I'm just adding it to the agenda. Thank you, Chair. You're right. Thank you so much.
Where do you want to put it?
I'd like to put it on the new business.
Well, it's just an announcement, so why don't you just go, say, before committee reports or something like
that. Okay, before committee reports.
Mr. Chair, this is Ron. Sorry. I'd like to discuss this one.
Excuse me?
I want an opportunity to discuss. New business would be appropriate.
There's nothing to discuss. This is just an announcement.
It's just a posting, Ron.
This is not a motion.
It's not a motion.
Mr. Chair?
No. I just want to be clear, guys. I'm trying to be clear. So it's a motion.
Let me be clear. The bylaws require that if there's an amendment or bylaws amendment or anything in regards to the articles of incorporation, that it be sent to the secretary for notice for 30 days. So it's not a motion for discussion, I don't think. But the secretary would distribute. I think I send it to you, Ron, as well.
Chair, are 5 minutes for agenda or passed?
Okay. Does somebody want to make a motion to extend agenda approval by another 5 minutes?
I extend agenda approval for 5 minutes. This way, Ms. Osborne can have his bite at the apple.
And anybody, can we get a second?
I second.
Anybody object? Okay.
Thank you, Lawrence.
So if there's no objection.
You're welcome, Brother Ron.
I'll add just an item for an announcement of of a bylaws amendment on just before the committee reports, okay?
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, and okay, Jim, you're next.
Yeah, maybe this is just a point of order or inquiry. When would be the appropriate time to offer a friendly amendment to something that's on the agenda already?
When we get to that point on the agenda.
Okay. I yield back the balance of my time.
Okay.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I have another question.
Okay. Go ahead.
I send a motion to have a special meeting to vote on the New Day Pacifica referendum. Is that going to be on the new business, or is that actionable as soon as possible for a special meeting?
It could be either. Where would you like to put that?
I'd like to put it just before committee reports, because I think that's a slam dunk. I don't think there should be much objection to that.
Okay. So we'll put that, okay, so that could be a motion to schedule a special meeting to vote on some proposed bylaws amendments, correct?
Yes, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Do we have a second for that?
Ron seconds.
Ralph.
Okay, any objections to adding that to the agenda? Okay, are there any further amendments that anybody wishes to offer to the agenda? Okay, are there any,
Mr. Chair,
are there any objections then to the draft agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, the draft agenda as amended is approved.
Chair, the Secretary. Just to clarify, I'll be sending out that agenda to everybody. So we set Lawrence's motion as item 7A right before committee reports. Is that correct? No.
He has two items. First, there's an announcement. Uh-huh. And the second item is actually a motion to schedule another meeting. So, yeah, it would be like 7A and 7B or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So the first item on the agenda is a motion on a special rule for submitting motions to the PNB. This is my motion, so I'm going to read it. Whereas it is good practice for all members of the PNB to have the opportunity to review motions that will be introduced prior to a meeting, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board adopt a special rule that mandates that any motion submitted by an individual to be included in the agenda shall be sent to the PNB secretary no later than 48 hours prior to the start of the meeting, and any motions coming from a committee be submitted to the PNB secretary no later than 24 hours prior to the start of the meeting. And we need a second before we can proceed on that one.
Second.
Okay. Ron. So let me quickly motivate this. I think it's pretty obvious why we could use something like this, so that members of the board are not surprised by motions being brought up at the last minute. I will say that sometimes it may be necessary to bring up a motion at the last minute, but that should be the exception and not the rule. I think in general we should have motions prepared ahead of time, and members of the board should have a chance to review them before the meeting starts. So that's the reason for the motion.
Ali,
go ahead.
Would this rule, I guess if you want to call it that, prohibit people from making motions during a meeting?
It would not prohibit it, but it would require, you mean just making an ad hoc motion?
Right.
During a meeting? Well, that's a separate item. This is talking about adding an item to the agenda.
Okay.
You want to add an item, a motion to the agenda, this rule will require that you send it to the secretary 48 hours before the meeting starts.
Okay, thanks for clarifying. Sounds good.
Yeah.
This is James from staff.
Again, there could be exceptions, but an exception will require a 2/3 vote. That's why it becomes a special rule. Yeah, James.
Yeah, I just want to know or suggest that perhaps we would want to carve out some exceptions now, one being that sometimes there's a committee meeting less than 48 hours before the beginning of a PNB meeting, and they might have an important motion to get on the agenda that wouldn't get there.
Point of order.
What is your point of order?
We seem to be arguing the merits of the motion.
We are arguing the merits of the motion. The motion's on the floor.
Point of information. Point of information.
What is your point of information?
Didn't your motion say that committees would have 24 hours to submit a motion?
Correct.
Dwayne to the stack.
Jim to the stack.
Okay.
Lawrence to the stack.
I heard Dwayne, I hear Jim, I hear Lawrence. Okay, Dwayne.
Yeah, I appreciate the intent of the motion, but obviously even with the motion of conceding, there will be times that it's obvious you can't adhere to the motion, and then to create a 2/3 threshold almost kills it, certainly if it's not a popular motion, or certainly if you're not a popular member of the majority. So I just believe it's impractical. I don't believe we've really had a serious issue with this, and I believe Robert's rule is pretty clear that a member ought to have an opportunity to bring a motion, and if the issue that the member wants to bring was not brought to the member's attention 24 hours or 48 hours before, then it's an impractical approach to trying to move the meeting more expeditiously. And further, you can't carve out exceptions because there would be too many possible exceptions, and then you wouldn't carve out one of the main ones that may occur. Further, I think it's been agreed to that sometimes there are committees, especially those who have committed to this foundation, to two or three or four different committees. Committees meet at 7:00. They don't finish until 9 or 10. So it's an impracticality to say that they should bring a motion for 24 hours before a meeting. So for all reasons stated, this seems to be a very impractical approach to attempt to make meetings more expeditious and more effective.
Okay. Thank you for the contribution. Jim?
Thank you. I would like to offer an amendment to the motion that regardless, in other words, whether it's by committee or whether it's by individual board member, that we have 48 hours. In the relatively short period of time that I've been here, it seems like we basically have weekly meetings in any event. So with respect to the committee issue, unless it was an emergency, if they had a meeting Thursday night, having them wait until the next Wednesday doesn't seem to be impractical. I think it's really important that we try and focus in on some policies and procedures with respect to due process. I mean, sooner or later, somebody else is going to be in the minority, whoever it is here. And you want an opportunity, to read these motions, to take them carefully, to be able to contact the other person and ask a question or two, or give it some thought. And the motions are just kind of flying around, and I think that we need some order to them, and I support Alex's motion 100%. I just would offer an amendment for the sake of convenience, and ease that we just keep it at, you know, both sides at 48 hours. And if some urgent matter really comes up, I'm sure we can muster the votes to put the matter on the agenda at the last minute.
Parliamentarian for the stack. Parliamentarian for the stack.
Ron for the stack.
Okay, Mr. Tatum?
Yes, Mr. Chair, you allowed motivation before the amendment was set. So therefore,
okay. That's correct.
Second.
Yeah. Yeah. I made a mistake there. You're right. We need a second on that amendment. Does anybody wish to second Jim's amendment?
Please restate the amendment.
Yeah, the amendment would be that the motion be 48 hours, whether it's by committee or whether it's by individual. 48 hours instead of 48 for one and 24 for the other.
Or whether it's by individual. 48 hours.
Ron, good at that.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I would second that amendment.
Okay, so we have a second from Sandra. Okay, so we're taking
a new stack. Okay, the Lawrence was on the stack.
Okay, we have a new stack because.
Okay, put me on the stack, please, Chair.
I'd like to offer me on the stack.
Okay, Ron, I got Ron on the stack. I got Lawrence on the stack. Who else? Okay, Ron, go ahead.
Well, rather than make it 48 hours, let's just make it 24 hours for everybody. You know, what Dwayne pointed out was that these committees, some of these committees, you know, meet on late, you know, Wednesdays and whatever. So, you know, we got to accommodate, you know, that possibility. So, I would offer the friendly amendment to make it just 24 hours for anybody to submit an amendment. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have a second? A second on that?
Lawrence seconds. And I'd like to be on the side.
I now have an amendment to the amendment. Does anybody want to speak for or against the amendment to the amendment?
Yeah, I'll speak.
Chair, Lawrence will speak for.
Okay, go ahead.
Jim will speak.
Me or Jim?
You go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, thank you, Jim. For instance, the Governance Committee meets on a Wednesday. The PNB traditionally has carved out Thursday for these meetings. And the Governance Committee had a special meeting yesterday, and if this rule would have applied, it would have gave us additional time. So I'm in favor of the 24 hours notice, but yet I just want to caution that the Governance Committee, I would go out on a limb that it is one of the hardest working committees for the PNB, and that be considered when people are making their informed decision, that we meet the fourth Wednesday in every month. Sometimes we have continuation meetings, and sometimes we set a special meeting for Wednesdays. So I just want to inform board members that that could be counterproductive to the committee work. Thank you.
How are we doing on time for this discussion?
I was just going to break in and say we used up our 10 minutes.
Okay. And I think we should just go to a vote. Any objections to the amendment to, it's really a substitute to replace the 48 hours with 24 hours.
Yeah, I have a point of order.
What is your point of order?
The point of order is that their amendment is exactly the same as your motion.
No.
Yes, it is. They said.
No, it's not. One is 48 and one is 24.
Let me clarify. I have four. Lawrence, is your motion 24 hours for everything then?
Yes, that's what it is. That's my understanding.
Okay.
It's not, It's Ron Pinchback's motion.
Oh. Well, that even defeats the purpose of the chair's motion. I'm done. Thanks.
Okay. So are there any objections to this amendment to the amendment?
Yes. Chris Corey objects.
Okay.
Thomas Warren objects.
Okay, let's go to a vote then. Madam Recording Secretary, could you please call the roll? And what we're voting on is whether to replace it's really a substitute motion for Jim's amendment, and it's instead of mandating 48 hours for anybody, including committees, this mandates 24 hours notice to the secretary for anybody, including committees. So can we take the roll on that?
A point of order?
Of course.
What is your point of order?
I'd like to ask the parliamentarian if this is a friendly amendment. Seems unfriendly, but I'll let the parliamentarian speak.
There's no such thing as a friendly amendment.
That is correct.
The substitute for your amendment. It replaces, if this passes, it replaces the language of your amendment. If it doesn't, then your amendment stands and we'll vote on that.
Okay.
Yeah. So can we call the roll on that?
Yes. Chris Corey.
No.
Okay, that's a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Yes. Lyndon Foley.
I'll abstain.
Okay. Heather Graves.
Yes.
What's going on?
Julie Hewitt.
No.
No. Sabrina Jacobs. Is Sabrina present?
Abstain.
Okay, Wally James.
Pass.
Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark. Okay, we'll come back to Dwayne. Ali Lexa.
How about no?
No. Thomas O'Rourke.
I vote for yes for the amendment to make it 24 hours notice.
Okay. Jim Osborne.
No.
A no. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
A yes. Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
A yes. Sandra Rawline.
Vote no.
A no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, reluctantly.
Yes. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
James Sagerton.
Pass.
Andrea Turner.
Abstain.
Beth Von Gunten.
Yes.
A yes. Tom Voorhees.
Pass.
Okay, I will go back. Wally James passed. Would you care to change that?
I vote no.
No. Okay. Dwayne Lark. We have not heard from Dwayne.
Dwayne Lark votes no. Oh, no, that's impractical.
No. Got it. James Sagerton passed. Would you care to?
Reluctantly for the secretary, yes.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Tom Voorhees, you passed.
Although yes.
You vote yes. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 at yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 at no. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions.
Chair, do you wish to vote?
Alex has not yet voted.
I'll vote no.
You will vote no. That makes it 8 no's and 9 yeses.
Okay, so then that appears that the substitute motion has passed. So.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. We have 9 yeses. My apologies. I'm sorry.
9 to 8 means it's approved. So now, yeah. So now we have to vote on the substitute motion as the, as an amendment to the main motion. Okay, so basically we're voting on the same thing again. So let's take the roll.
Okay. On the underlying motion now, let's see, for, notice of motions. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Let's do this right. Abstain. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Pass. Lyndon Foley.
Abstain.
Oh my, okay. Heather Gray.
Yes.
A yes. Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
Pass. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wally James.
No.
A no. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne votes no.
Votes no. Ali Lexa.
Sorry, is this on the original motion or the amendment?
This is on the amendment.
On the motion as amended.
No, it's on the amendment.
I'll vote yes.
Excuse me. Did we not amend?
What we did was we voted
for
a substitute to the amendment. So now we're voting on the amendment as substituted.
Thank you for that clarification. Does everyone else understand that?
No.
I thought you said it was the main motion.
Appeal to the parliamentarian, please.
It is not
because
the main.
This is confusing.
Mr. Tatum, could you please explain what we're doing to the audience?
Okay. The amendment on the floor now is 24 and 24. If you vote yes on it, it becomes the main motion. If you voted down, the main motion stands as 48 and 24.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
Point of order. We approved the 24 and 24 with the 9-8 vote.
Correct.
No, what you approved was substituting that for the amendment.
So now 24 and 24 are what you're voting on now. If you vote on 24 and 24, it becomes the main motion, which you'll have to vote on again. If the 24 and 24 are voted down, then you're left with the main motion, which is 48 and 24.
Okay, so
can we re-vote? I think a lot of us were confused.
Yeah.
I was.
Okay, you can always change your vote until the
chair
are now.
Point of order. Point of order, chair. Thank you, chair. I think the chair should consider a complete re-vote because a lot of us were not clear as to the 48-24 or the 24. So
if there's no objections, I don't have any objection. Are there any objections to calling the roll again? Okay, Madam Recording Secretary, could you please start over?
I will. Chris Curry.
No.
Pass.
No.
I'm sorry. Chris votes no?
Yes, Secretary? I vote no.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Lyndon Foley.
No.
Votes no. Heather Gray.
I'm passing.
Pass. Julie Hewitt.
No.
Votes no. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina?
Apologies. Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Wally James.
No.
Votes no. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne votes no.
Votes no. Ali Lexa.
No.
Votes no. Thomas O'Rourke.
In the interest of more efficient meetings and better written motions, I vote yes.
Thank you. Jim Osborne.
Pass.
Passes. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
Yes. Sandra Rawline.
I vote no.
No. Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Abstains. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Andrea Turner.
Abstain.
Abstains. Beth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Votes yes. Okay, we have, let's go back to those who passed. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Jim Osborne.
Yes.
Votes yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no. Alex, do you choose to vote?
I'll vote no.
You'll vote no. Let me count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no's.
Okay, so it appears that the amendment has been approved. And now we have to vote on the main motion as amended.
I'm sorry, that's what...
Okay.
That is correct.
Can we speak without objection?
We can ask, are there any objections to the main motion as amended?
Yes.
Okay, then let's vote.
Okay. On the main motion, Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Abstains. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Passes. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray. Heather Gray? Heather, are you muted? We will come back to Heather. Julie Hewitt?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
I'm sorry, say that again, abstain?
I vote yes. Thank you.
Yes. Abstain.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay.
Abstain. Yes.
Okay. Wally James.
Yes.
Votes yes. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne votes no.
Votes no. Ali Lexa.
Pass.
Passes. Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes.
Votes yes. Jim Osborne.
Pass.
Say again.
Pass.
Passes. Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Yeah.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sandra Rawline.
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Roth.
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Andrea Turner.
Abstain.
Abstains. Beth Von Gunten.
Abstain.
Abstains. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Votes yes. Okay, let us go back to Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Let's see. Heather Gray. We did not hear from Heather.
Yes, my apology. I was off there for a moment. I'm voting yes.
Votes yes. Let's see. Ali Lexa passed.
Abstain, please.
You abstain. Okay. Jim Osborne.
Yes.
Votes yes. We have 13 yeses and 2 noes. Alex, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, let me count again. We have 14 yes and 2 no.
Okay, the motion as amended passes.